But in the meantime, our country is sort of in the odd position. And so we usually start with comedy. And I thought the topic of immigration might be appropriate to be the topic of the comedy. This is the, who is this? Oh, yeah. This is National Lampoon and their takes on the immigrants. Well, it might be interesting if I plugged it in. All right. You gotta plug it in first. This is what happens when we're Stop that. Okay, this is how we're having technical difficulties. This is college radio at its finest. Now, National Lampoon, The Immigrants.
The immigrants. Who are they? Where did they come from? Why did they come? From every direction and continent they came, answering Miss Liberty's call. Send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. She lifts her lamp beside the golden door, and from the teeming shores, the wretched refuse came like hungry mosquitoes to the yellow porch light of freedom. This week on The Immigrants, The Hillbillies. And now your host, Gregory Puck.
From every hillside in Europe, discontented hillbillies voice their dissatisfaction with living overseas. From Switzerland.
I don't like it here in Switzerland.
The pants are too short.
Yeah, and those frog skiers coming over the hills causing trouble.
The cheese got holes in it.
And hell, I'm a Baptist. I don't want to guard no Pope.
Yeah, in America they got cheese in aerosol cans.
From France.
I don't like it here in France. Everyone's so snotty.
Yeah, I can't read the menus.
And everything here is so expensive.
In America, you don't have to dress up, and you can get Levi's real cheap.
From Italy.
I don't like it here in Italy.
I'm tired of sharecropping grapes.
Yeah, losing our land to those big olive oil barons.
Yeah, I got six little bambinas and a fat mama mia. And I can't hardly make it on the lira I earn here.
Yeah, and here you can't get no D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
And so the Great Migration began. Throughout Europe, the roads were choked with hillbillies from every country.
Howdy. Going west?
Yep.
Where you from?
I'm from the Urals, out Russia way.
The Urals? I got some kin up there. Do you know the Fedayevich family?
Yeah, Natasha Jean's a good friend of mine.
She is? Well, she's my cousin. Well, where you headed out west?
America. I hear the streets are paved with coal.
Yep, it's true. And they got showers and real good telephone service, too.
From such diverse seaports as Southampton, Rotterdam, and Marseille, they embarked on the arduous sea journey that would cost some of them their lives and many their lunch.
Hey, strap that mattress to the side of the ship.
Right, Paul.
Grandma, you right up on top.
On the top?
Mm-hmm.
In dark, dank, smelly steerage compartments, they huddled through the voyage, confiding in each other their pitiful hopes and dreams for the new land.
Boy, I'm going to love it in America. I hear they got eggplants the size of your head. I'm going to pick me up a whole armload of eggplants and squash them all over my face. I'm going to hit myself in the head with big aubergines. Oh, yeah, I'm going to roll around in them.
Eggplants the size of your head?
Yep, and they got goiters as big as eggplants.
Why, they got heads big as your goiter.
And eggs the size of headplants.
I'm going to get me a 56 Ford and put it up on blocks right on my front lawn.
I'm going to get me a pickup truck and drive up and down the main street as long as I like.
Yeah, and they got fine schools there, too. You can go right on up through the first grade.
Not me. I'm just going to hang around bus stations spitting and picking my nose.
Oh, and there's lots of old refrigerators for the kids to play in.
Say, friend, you want to move that fuzzy duffel bag so I can sit down?
That's no duffel bag. That's my daughter, Fuzzy Mae. But you can sit on her just the same.
Hey! Knock off that Westbring down there and keep rowing, or I'll crack this whip till your necks turn red.
Redneck? What kind of cracker is that?
The hazardous journey was made even worse by the choking dust storms that plagued them every nautical mile of the way. After 2 long days at sea, a sharp-eyed hillbilly lookout with bad teeth sighted land. But didn't think it was important enough to mention.
Hey, we're sinking.
What?
Women and children first.
We're sinking.
Unstrap that mattress.
What?
Hand me that fuzzy duffel bag.
Oh, we're sinking.
And so as their ship slowly sank in New York Harbor, the happy hordes of homely, humble hillbillies hot-footed hillward. But first, a short stop at Ellis Island, where helpful immigration officials welcomed the new arrivals.
Hey, you, Slimeface, you're next.
Oh, me?
Yeah, race?
Hillbilly.
Country of origin?
Italy.
Name?
Name's Michelangelo Buonarroti.
What kind of moniker is that for an American? From now on, you're MC Boone.
Hey, you just stamped my hand.
That's so if you go out, you can come back in again.
Oh, I see.
Next, name?
Claude Debussy.
Hey, Boone, wait.
Huh?
You got your duffel bag.
Oh, come on, fuzzy mate.
Debussy, you're Clyde Devons.
Having completed processing, the friendships made on shipboard ended as they headed for their different destinations.
Say, taxi!
Where are you headed?
Paris Island.
I'm headed for Fort Leonard Wood.
Fort Knox for me.
I'm going to Lackland Air Force Base. Say, you mind if I strap my mattress to the side of the taxi? Grandma, you right up on top.
On top. You coming, Lem?
Nope, not me. I'm just going to hang around this here bus station, spitting and picking my nose.
Well, if you're going to sit on that fuzzy duffel bag, don't be flicking boogers on it.
And so they traveled, first into the heartland, and then into the heart of America, where their contributions are woven into the fabric of American culture. Hush puppies, rickets, rotten teeth, mental retardation, goiters, incest, genetic inferiority, black lung disease, fender skirts, cancer of the lip. The list goes on. And of course, who can forget those noteworthy Americans who proudly call themselves Hicks, Crackers, Rednecks, Hillbillies, Minnie Pearl, Gomer Pyle, Andy Griffith, Robert and Jim Mitchum, Patsy Cline, Buddy Ebsen, Buddy Hackett, the Hills Brothers, the Bond Brothers, Julian and Gary U.S., Arthur Hillbilly Gene King, Mel Torme, the players and coaches of the Miami Dolphins, Billy Graham, Tex Ritter. And that's when I woke up.
Next week, on The Immigrants, The Albinos, The Pale Pink-Eyed People.
Face giving me a paper chase, but the sun was coming, 'cause all at once it looked into my space, stamped a number over my face, and it sent me running. Won't you let me in, immigration man? Can I cross the line and pray I can stay another day? My immigration form.
Angel.
A name I can count on, and so can you.
On 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Regan, could we bring the lights down a bit? We're going to do one of our slow jams.
Says it doesn't mind, but I can tell it kinda minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. And then I seal the deal. I do my move, I dance the robots. Ooh, 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 ooh. It's 12:02, just me and you. And seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a kebab. And I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Well, why don't we leave? Let's go to your house and we can feel each other on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow. No, yeah. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
You're like one of those girls I've definitely been chatting to in the chat room.
You're so beautiful.
Wild slut angel 22 at Yahoo.
You're so beautiful, like a tree.
Ooh. Or nice ceramics or something. Or like a high-class prostitute.
A high-class prostitute.
A high-class. So beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. Well, you'd probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
But I can see you in an auto show dancing on a car.
Part-time model.
Ooh, you're spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me. I suppose the rest
waste your time doing your normal job.
Broadcasting from the seat of your pants, I'll tell you. 91.5 WMFO, Bob Angel in the Detox Mansion. And these boots, they were made for walking, from Nancy Sinatra. And please, I'm begging the computer to go with me here. All right. That was from 1965 anyway. And somebody posted a clip from Hullabaloo the other day. That's why I sort of clicked on that. Flight of the Conchords, The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room. We took that from the Distant Future EP, a live one that they did. And then a little immigration topic. Immigration Man, Crosby and Nash, out of National Lampoon's The Immigrants, which is probably where Donald Trump learned everything he knows about immigration. Now, please, computer, I am begging you. I'm begging you. Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do in the meantime. I will give you a forecast. If you are on the Cape, you know, the islands, you have snow. The rest of us have clouds here in the greater Boston area. And gusty winds developing this afternoon. Might see a few flurries around Boston. Temperatures will remain in the mid-30s, and it's just, you know, not one of those great days. Partly cloudy, low around 29 tonight. Tomorrow and Tuesday, lots of sunshine with temps back into a seasonable range where we're supposed to be. 48 on Monday, 51 on Tuesday, and then it goes downhill from there. If you're in the rest of the country, and I hope you are, although according to our little computer thing, since we've been off the air all morning long, I have managed to get the listenership from one. Yes, we had one person hanging in there the whole time. Up to seven. So I'm shooting for double digits now. Well, that's, of course, just streaming. you know, over the air. Oh, I'm sure people just are happening to tune in right now. Currently, by the way, on the campus of Tufts University, 36 degrees. Oh, well, that's higher than they said it was going to be. That's nice. Okay, well, now I'm going to push a button, and I'm going to hope something happens. And if not, well, we'll just try to figure out from there. And it's not going to, I can tell right now. And it, yeah, okay, we just lost the old, that computer is gone. Let's get rid of that. Thank you very much. And so, I'm not going to be able to do anything there. So, I tell you what, you know, we, as I said earlier, and I know most of you weren't here earlier. Come on, click over. Thank you. Chuck Berry died last night. Of course, this is not a great stunner or anything. He was 90 years old, after all, and although he has recorded an album that is due out any time now, so we are going to be getting new Chuck Berry music in 2017. That's interesting, and we will be doing a tribute later on. And if you go to the web page, to my Facebook page, I have a post on there saying, you know, well, we're back on the air and asking for posts and stuff like that. Look, oh, a few more people of Mark Hurwitz. Nice to have you, Jim Colomita. Awesome. We're getting a few. People are straggling back in, and we might only be on the air for my show until 1 o'clock, but I can wing it. Until then. And then after that, we might be in trouble. It is 11:23 right now. And this is brand new from Joe Bonamassa. He says it's his favorite song on his latest album, which is Blues for Desperation, his latest studio album. Of course, he has a live album after that. And, you know, blink and he'll have another one, I swear. This is called Drive, 91.5 WMFO. Thank you.
minding my own business, waiting for that midnight train.
Nobody inside, staring at my shoes. I took out my paper to find me some good news. Minding my own business when a ticket man called my name. Yeah, yeah.
WMFO. Man, we listened to some great music while we've been troubleshooting. Me and Bob Donovan, who has been helping me over the phone and remoting into the computer. And let's see. So we're going to try something here. And let's try. Oh, by the way, I did want to tell you that was Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang. Midnight Train from 1998. Heavy Love was Buddy Guy's album that year. And... what else did we play? Get this out of my way. Oh, yeah, Joe Bonamassa, brand new stuff, Drive, from his Blues of Desperation album. So let's see if this works, and let's all cross our fingers that it does, and make sure that's up, and here we go.
Dear John, yay! I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking, but no, my friend. I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, my blood pressure is dropping, actually, even as we speak, because everything's working now. 11:36, it's Detox Mansion. I'm Bob Angel, and woohoo, I got to tell you, well, I thought everything was working. There we go. Oh, man, 10cc. Good morning, Judge. 91.5 FFO.
So we'll let it be. I couldn't stop it, so we'll let it be. You didn't do it. It wasn't there. You didn't want it. It wasn't there. Well, come on, the judge, yes, it's back again. I'm in trouble, so it's back to the pen. I found a car, but I couldn't pay. I found love and I drove it away.
cupid's hand, but nothing ever comes without a change. Welcome to your life. Yeah, yeah. It could be your fantasy. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to your world, my girl. Let it be your fantasy. Oh yeah. We're back in business. You're such a big mess, and I love you.
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know? Now, we've sponsored a lot of public service stuff, man. We had the show on Saturday nights. We had a whole series on how to beat Bank AmeriCard. A lot of people, you know, want us to repeat it, you know? We're getting a lot of heat from the government. We're still going to repeat it, you know? The management says to go ahead and repeat it, so we're going to be able to play it for you people again. We had Mrs. Rosemary Kennedy's biography, her intimate biography, stuff that was uncovered about her life. We had that stuff on. You know, about how really badly she felt about her son's dying and stuff.
I feel free. I feel free. I want.
Yeah.
attention to the man behind the curtain. It's just a reflector. Arcade Fire at 91.5 WMFO. Hey, pretty good. That was from a couple of years ago, 2013, their release. Actually, I think they have another one out. I have to look into that. Before that, from Fresh Cream, I Feel Free. And I wanted to mention that WBCN celebrated their 49th birthday on March 15th. And so it was my chance to say, I still remember you guys, and you're still the reason I am here. So you blame BCN for this. Group Love, before that, Welcome to Your Life from Big Mess. That's their brand new album. And Good Morning Judge from 10cc from Deceptive Bends. I hope that's where we started. It's been kind of a confusing day. I'm Bob Angel. It's Detox Mansion and the program that you're listening to. I'm here till 1 o'clock. There were technical issues on the station this morning. Our listenership is our streaming listenership is down this morning. We're trying to get it back up. We're all fixed now, thanks to Bob Donovan. Man, Bob Donovan, if you're still listening, I absolutely love you. You saved us here. He came in remotely and started playing with a computer while I was on the air. It was great. He got everything working, and it's just amazing. The people that do this technical stuff, it's just absolutely amazing. And there was this guy, his on-air name is Martin Richards, I guess, and he was going to fill in for me today. And then Chuck Berry died, and I decided I wanted to do the show. So that is going to be coming up in the next hour, is our tribute to Chuck Berry. And I'm hoping that we have enough listeners that go to the webpage. You can go to 91.5 WMFO on Facebook, and you should find the post that I recently made saying we're back on the air with the MFO logo on there. And get on that thread and request your Chuck Berry song. Or if you are friends with me, that's where that post use is. I know that quite a few people have already posted on there, and I appreciate that. But something from Chuck Berry, especially if it's something deeper, because, you know, I love Chuck Berry, but he has so many hits, I barely have gotten beyond the hits. If there's a really cool deep cut that you know of, by all means, let us know about that, and we'll try to find it and get it on.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
That was addressed directly to Jeff Sessions, who is... Jeff Sessions is saying that marijuana is just on a level, or just almost on the level of heroin. You know, it's like this guy is right back into the dark ages as far as marijuana policy is concerned. He is bound and determined for all of us states like Massachusetts who have legalized. Decriminalized and legalized flat out here in Massachusetts and Oregon and Washington and Colorado and California and Maine, that they're going to take that away from us. Well, let's see. Let's see if they get away with that or not. 11:58. And this is the Saw Doctors. Because St. Patrick's Day was a couple days ago and they're celebrating in Southie, and we need the little Irish tune. A little exhilarating sadness at 91.5 WMFO.